Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the engineer of love, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board on this 14th of February, 2024, Valentine's Day. And joining us here in the studio for hour number three, our special guest, Kira Sabin. She is the head of ReinventingDating.com, Dating That Works. She is a positivity psychologist and a life coach, been practicing matchmaking, so to speak, but also just uplifting people in and of themselves for 15 years. Kira, it's great to have you along in hour number three.
I'm happy to be here still.
Aren't we all? No, it's fine. And normally this hour, we kind of get into more, and we'll take calls, and we might get into some news a little bit later on in the hour as Kira kind of helps guest host this hour, in hour number three. So a little bit out of the norm for hour number three, but it's Valentine's Day. So why not, right?
Why not? Celebrate. I mean, I want to talk about love all day, every day. It's my favorite topic.
Who doesn't? By the way, I went out during the break and got my glasses up five stories in the parking ramp because I've been doing 2 hours and I forgot my glasses in my truck. And so I'm a little out of breath. I apologize. By the way, and I forgot my glasses earlier. You remember our band teacher, Lauren Jensen, back in high school, the fantastic bit.
I sure do.
She didn't take prisoners. She was a bit bawdy, ahead of her time, I would say. And she once told me in high school in band, she said, Todd, you'd forget your left nut if it wasn't attached. And you know what? She was absolutely right.
I just remember her telling us all the time to get our poop in a group.
Right?
Right?
I use that all the time.
I know. That's the big thing I remember about her. Get your poop in a group, people.
She was fantastic. So wherever Lauren you are today, boom, whistle. Hey, Lauren, thanks a lot. She was the first woman to be a snare drummer in Mike LaCrone's band at UW Madison.
I did not know that.
Really?
That's fantastic. She was fantastic.
She was fantastic. She is fantastic. Your calls are welcome. You are all fantastic as well. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Any relationship or love questions for Kira Sabin, you could also text them on the Civic Media app. You can download it at your Apple and Android device. Kira, we'll get to more questions in a minute, but first of all, let's talk about people who might actually be in a relationship right now. I know you're not particularly a great fan of Valentine's. I mean, it was kind of made up by a Hallmark card company in a lot of regards, but still, for people who are in relationships, give us a couple of three ideas for things that maybe aren't over the top or a bit unusual, things that we can celebrate our love for each other. Again, we get it. We should be doing this every day. But for the Valentine's Day, give us a couple of tips.
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to encourage everybody to have a good conversation with their partner or their spouse that maybe they haven't had for a while, which is, how can I help you feel more loved this year? You know, if we start today, how can I help you feel more loved? And, you know, being willing and able to be vulnerable enough to also say, this is what would feel good to me. That's the way that Danny and I talk in our relationship. You know, if I ask for something at the end of that conversation, it's always, and if there's a way that I can be better for you, let me know. Mm-hmm. And that keeps our relationship not only going, but just kind of in a neutral space where there's not a ton of drama or emotion. But I think that one of the biggest gifts we can give rather than flowers or candy, not that chocolate's not always a great idea.
You do love your chocolate.
I do love my chocolate, but, I just think having that conversation of, you know, how can I love you a little bit more this year? How can I build trust? How can I make this feel safe and secure? Mm-hmm. And I just think we don't have that conversation enough. And you may have never had that conversation. I talk to people who tell me about 30-year marriages that were superficial the whole entire time.
Do you remember, not to cut you off, but do you remember the movie Don Juan DeMarco?
Johnny Depp was in that. Yep.
Johnny Depp's one of his big movies. Johnny Depp and Marlon Brando. It was either his last or next to last movie. Marlon Brando played a psychologist for this young kid who thought he was Don Juan DeMarco. And basically they had a week for the doctor played by Marlon Brando to decide, was Johnny Depp's character really Don Juan DeMarco, or was he mentally ill? And towards the end, I'm not going to really get spoil it, but towards the end of the film, the psychologist who'd been married like 30, 40 years.
Faye Dunaway, right?
His wife was played by Faye Dunaway. And he goes home because he's so taken by this young man's story. It helps him in his own marriage. And he goes home and he asks his wife, you know, what do you want to do? What are your dreams? What are your aspirations? And she gets emotional. And she says, I thought you'd never ask.
Right. And we stop. We forget. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we've just never even been taught to have those conversations. Yeah. I never saw my parents have those conversations, right? Like, it was different times and different expectations. But I think it's so important. Like, Danny and I check in on our relationship probably monthly. How are we doing? Does everybody feel good? You know, do we need more time, less time, you know, more space, whatever that is. But we're regularly having those conversations to keep this feeling good. And I wanted everybody to give you or your spouse the permission to have those conversations. Because if we're just assuming what our partners want for Valentine's Day, we're just assuming, you know, get them flowers only if they like flowers. Get them chocolate if they love chocolate, right? But actually, I think that every single one of us, women and men included, would benefit from somebody just saying, how can I love you more or help you feel more loved this year?
You've talked before this show about love language. Give some examples of how we talk about it. Everyone has kind of their unique love language.
And I think, I'll be honest, that the love languages have been debunked kind of recently.
Really?
So they have. I do not have a ton of information.
Really? This is fascinating.
Well, they were written by a minister that is, and they just, a lot of people are questioning kind of where they came from and if they're that helpful. And I am for all things that are tools to get conversations going.
Right.
And I think that that's a tool to get conversation going, which is, you know, how do you like to feel loved on a daily basis? Is that words of affirmation? Is that physical touch? Is that gifts? Is that time together, you know, quality time together? And then I'm missing one. But I think that, I don't know, I'm all of those things. And I think a lot of people are. But that the bigger conversations aren't, how do you fit into one little box? Because that's what we want to do, right? We want to make it easy and we want to make it not feel complicated. But ultimately, each one of us is raised a certain way. We've had different experiences. We've had different paths. We have to keep having these conversations as we grow and evolve as people.
How about this one? Speaking of time spent together, it's not just physical time. It's being present 100%. In the time that you're with someone, right? Because I dated someone who was very much into kind of like physical gifts or whatever. And it's like, all I wanted to do is just spend quality time together. And he was like always checking his phone or whatever and always like somewhere else. And it's like, you know, just be like, I'm not asking for anybody to buy me anything. I just want to like spend time going for a hike and be with each other and talk.
Absolutely. We get really caught up in the stuff that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right? At the end of the day, anybody that we're choosing as a friend or a partner, we want to spend time with them. We want, when they're in the room with us, for them to be looking, for them to be attentive, for them to be asking us questions, and vice versa. And we don't even do that to our own partners and our own kids. We're so attached now to phones or tablets or, you know, laptops or whatever, that we use that as a distraction, but it's hurting our relationships.
And I'm only laughing because I can hear my mother back in our mothers, but my mother listening in and saying, see, this is why I tell you when you come home, don't. So I'm guilty of that because I'm always kind of working. I'm always following the news. So I'm always looking. So I'm guilty. I'll point the finger at myself, not just in romantic type of relationships, but even with friendships or family relationships. I'm not always great at that myself.
I know. And I think it's really easy because it's distract, you know, it's fun and it's interesting and it's distracting, right? But one of my favorite things about Danny is he's like, phone away. It's time for phone away. Yeah. It's time for you to be here. It's time for us to be like in this apartment together talking and you know, and I put it away for the night and look at it the next morning. And I think we need to if we are going to be present in our relationships.
That's a good point.
That's part of love is being present. You can't feel love if one person isn't present.
Right.
Todd Abel.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Question for Kira Sabin, who is visiting us from reinventingdating.com, dating that works, reinventingdating.com. She is a positivity psychologist and a life coach. Let's go to the text line. This is RC texting in the beautiful town of McFarland, just down the road here in Dane County in South Central Wisconsin, says, my wife and I were set up by friends on a blind date. We've been married for 34 years. It's a constant give and take and should always be looking out for your significant other if you want to make it last. Action first dates are the best. That's what Kira was talking about before, Mr. Zomers. I love the bit with Rodney Dangerfield that goes something like, we sleep in separate bedrooms. We take separate vacations. We're going to do everything we can to keep our marriage together. Something like that. Another great show. Well, it's only great because Kira's here. But yeah, just a confirmation, right, that these action dates, not just sitting around, but doing something, that's fantastic.
I mean, I've told you this before on this podcast, that 95% of people think they're self-aware, but only about 10 to 15% actually are.
Say that again.
95% of people think they're self-aware, but only about 10 to 15% actually are. So the person that you're sitting across from for an hour or 2 hours telling you who they are, you're getting a perspective. Mm. You're getting who maybe they think that they are, who they're trying to be. Action dates are going to tell you who they are so much more quickly because most people don't see how they're showing up. Most people don't see their role in things. Mm-hmm. A lot of us don't ask better or more critical questions and think about, you know, maybe how I'm coming off on these dates or, you know, maybe I'm not noticing how my date or my partner or whatever. So mm-hmm. It's just really, really important to, the more activity, the more we can observe, the more that we can also connect, which is the point.
Right. We are with Kira Sabin. Again, invite your phone calls, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you on this Valentine's Day on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here's somebody texting in. Let's see here. Want to go to that one? We'll just move on.
Yeah, we'll just move on. All right, very good.
So here's something I want to talk about, and we're going to come back and talk about this on the other side, because it's really important and it's serious stuff. And it, particularly, I mean, it affects people of all ages, but it's been affecting lately teenagers. And that is the scamming that's going on online right now. And basically sext, texting, you know, holding people hostage. And basically, there are people dying of suicide because of this. And I want to get your advice on how to talk with our teenagers, those folks that have them, about this really important subject. More of that with Kira Sabin on the other side. This is the Todd Humboldt Show for a Valentine's Day. It is February 14th, 2024 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Humboldt Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's great to have you along at 20 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock, hour number 3 of a Valentine's edition of the Todd Humboldt Show and Civic Media on this February 14th. Kira Sabin is our guest here. She is with the fantastic website and service called reinventingdating.com. Not just with them, she is it. Reinventingdating.com, dating that works. She is a positivity psychologist, a life coach, a love guru to the stars. Been doing this for 15 years or so, and my friend as well. She keeps it real, and I think it's fantastic that you could give this great. And also, thanks to all of our listeners and viewers for being so vulnerable and asking mm-hmm. some great questions. Again, if you have a question about love, relationships, Valentine's, feel free to call us 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, you can download it for free. Simply go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll pop up on the screen. It takes less than a minute to download. It is free. Did you know this? It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal.
I was unaware. But I feel like a better person now.
That's what she says about the CBS Mornings app.
Yeah, so it's a deal.
It's a deal. It's free. And so I think she'd probably say the same thing about ours.
Right. Why wouldn't she?
Right. And if she says it, Oprah says it too.
Exactly. I mean, Oprah is basically behind civic media right now. So that's awesome.
Andrew from Maine, listening in or watching us on YouTube, says, does Kira count Todd as one of those stars?
I was going to say if the stars were talking about Cassiopeia or I mean, I'm not really working with celebrities at this time. Because you like how real I am. That's right. That's true. I work with the average person and I want to work with the average person because right. I want everybody to believe that they can have love in a relationship if they want it.
Keeping it real.
Theoretically, you know, your podcast could be listened to by anybody. So right. You could be love guru to the stars. You just don't know.
Oprah's
anybody could
behind
be listening.
Civic media, and now I am alien coaching. So they might be learning from me. I have no idea.
We do try to pursue the truth.
I do.
I want to flip the page, Kira, for a second and talk about something that's very serious and it is gotten worse. There's a spread of it. And you correct me during the break, it's not just teenagers, but this is happening particularly in the teenage world. You can find this story on a lot of places. This happens to be on NBC. Headline, FBI financial sextortion of teens is a rapidly escalating threat. How parents can protect their kids. A little bit of quick details here from NBC News saying financial sextortion, a type of cybercrime that targets teens and tweens is on the rise. Reports of financially motivated sextortion involving minors increased at least 20% from October of 2020 to March of 2023, relative to the same six-month period in the prior year. FBI Director Christopher Wray told the Senate Judiciary Committee in December, quote, sextortion is a rapidly escalating threat. There have been way too many teenagers victimized and they don't know where to turn, unquote. This is something, Kira, that these are people online who meet people through the internet on various apps. According to the FBI, many of the kids typically range, they're males right now, from 14 to 17, and they coerce them into creating and sending sexually explicit material such as photos, videos, also oftentimes pretending to be a female, a girl. So they target female boy or they target teenage boys. And then they say, well, I'm a girl. I'm a chick. I want to date you. Send me a pic that's explicit. And the guy does that. And then it says, actually, I'm not a chick. I'm a dude. And unless you send me money over Venmo or PayPal or whatever. And it's not just a couple of bucks, $500, $1,000, $2,000. I figured out who you are. I'm going to expose you on Facebook, on Insta, on wherever. And I'm going to tell you that you were sending a dude your naked pics. And these teenagers, of course, understandably freak out. And some of them try, they don't want to, they're too embarrassed. Right. And so they try to get money. And then when they can't come up with it, sadly, many of these people, not just boys, but girls, teenagers, are dying by suicide because of the fear and the guilt.
I mean, so this is one part of a much larger conversation about romance scams. So romance scams, people don't know this, but they are the number one online scam. No, just really? Nigerian princes anymore. Wow. Romance scams. And this is all ages. And $1.3 billion last year were lost to romance
scams.
How much? $1.3 billion.
With a B.
With a B.
Wow.
So this is not, you know, so when you're like, this is happening to teens, I'm like, this is happening to everybody. In fact, they're targeting senior citizens a lot because they're the ones home on their phones or on their computers. They're targeting teens. This is scary. And you know as well as I know, for $1.3 billion, how many people didn't report,
right.
were too embarrassed
right.
to say this happened to them. I mean, there are full YouTube channels that are for like catfishers. There are, I mean, I actually did a 5 or 6 part series on why I think online dating is troubling. And this was one of the reasons is because they are not... they're not screening for scammers, mm-hmm. right? And that's one of them, right? But there's also people who are sugar daddies and then pursue young women and say, you don't have to do anything sexual. I just want to talk to you and pay you money to talk to you. And then something will come up and then they will then extort them for thousands of dollars. And this happens all over the world, especially here in the States, because I think the $1.3 billion is just here in the States. So, I mean, I think we just have to look at who we're talking to. We have to really teach kids, like, if you don't know them, you shouldn't be talking to them.
Right.
And that should go for adults.
Right.
Because there are a lot of people who are now using lonely, you know, single, particularly sometimes widowed. They'll like notice that you're widowed on Facebook and they will actually seek out those people. And, you know, I just read something yesterday about like a famous singer that $1 million. She lost $1 million to somebody that she thought was going to be the love of her life. I mean, really. And I think that everybody's kind of like, who are these people that fall for this? You would be surprised. You would be surprised how many people want to connect. Mm. They think that somebody is there trying to connect with them and they end up being exploited.
Yeah.
And that is awful. Because once again, I'm here for love. So anything that's keeping us back from love, I'm not a big fan of online dating for this reason alone.
Yeah.
If you can't trust that person that they are who they say they are, you shouldn't be talking to them.
Yeah. No, I mean, I was never extorted for money, but I was catfished. This has been years ago now. But someone that I was talking to online that turned out to be somebody completely different. I fell for it. I didn't send that person money, but yeah. So, I mean, it can happen to anyone, right?
It happens all over the place. And I think that the problem is we think it won't happen to us, but it can look a lot of different ways and it can look, it's real.
When we come back on the other side, Kira Sabin's going to give us a couple of tips on how we can talk to those we love about these things, talking about openly, honestly, and giving people safe spaces to have these conversations. More of that plus your phone calls as well. Don't go anywhere. It's a Valentine's Day edition of the Todd Allball Show with Kira Sabin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Request on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're taking requests now, Mr. Zombers.
No, that wasn't a request. I just wanted to play that.
Oh, you just wanted to play that. All right. We're getting more requests on the line. If you have a favorite love song, text us in or call us. Mr. Zombers, he's great at dialing things up.
He sure is.
For my favorite love songs, we are here on a Valentine's Day, February 14th, 35 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up at 3 o'clock, Pete Schwabba's Nightlife. Highlighting that for the next couple of weeks in this time slot and some new programming on the way after that. We'll highlight that later. Our main show is still staying from noon until 2. We're just kind of filling in this third hour. And no better way to do it than with a longtime friend of mine. She is a positivity psychologist, a life coach, and the owner, CEO, and practitioner at reinventingdating.com. Dating that works, Ms. Kira Sabin. Again, it's reinventingdating.com. Kira, you've had people on the show that ended up going to one of your retreats, right? You got a client or two?
Client, yes.
Yes.
Yes and no and yes.
All right. Well, very good. This is live radio. But anyway, the point is people can go to reinventingdating.com, reach out. What sort of services do you provide people? Is this traditional, hey, well, I'll be your counselor? Or is this I'll help you find a matchmaker? Or give us an example of some of the things you offer at reinventingdating.com.
What I do is a little bit twofold. I teach as well as coach.
All right.
So what I found after doing this for many, many years is that the idea behind coaching is that everybody has the answers inside themselves. And a coach is supposed to ask questions to help people find the answers. But people don't know how to date. People don't know a ton about relationships. It's not something that our culture has really put a lot of time and practice into helping people understand. Usually it's when they're failing. That's the only time we learn about relationships. And I'm trying to do it from the let's date with more intention point of view. So people can work with me one-on-one. I do half days and I do full days. We do things like figuring out who's a great match for you. Right. So what do you need in your life? Knowing your values, knowing your deal breakers, what should you be looking for? I also work with people on self-worth and confidence. So how to build self-worth, which is way more important than confidence and self-esteem. How to date with self-worth. So dating with boundaries, being able to tell people kind of upfront what you're looking for. And knowing when to walk away, because sometimes that's just as important as connecting. So I just work with people more on the skills and the mindsets than anything else, because I think that we all could use some foundational skills and mindsets.
Totally true. You can find all this at, almost said the old word there, reinventingdating.com. That's the website as it is now, reinventingdating.com. You can also give us a call. Kira is here to answer your love, relationship questions, or just give us a story. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Going to the text line here, Jeff from Shorewood says, work for love. Ministry.
Oh,
and we'll
song.
Hear yes, and we'll hear that song on the way out later.
Sorry, I didn't see that. Sorry, I apologize. Before the break here, talking about this story from NBC News, it's been around for a while, and you point out, Kira, that it affects all ages. The focus of this story is particularly teenagers, and in this one, particularly teenage boys who are being targeted by people online. The people online generally, but not always, pose as teenage girls,
right.
Convince them to send them a sexually explicit picture or two or a video, and then they say, actually, I'm not a chick, I'm a dude, and I'm going to expose you to your friends or your social media, whatever, unless you send me X amount of money. And a lot of these young men, teenagers, are dying by suicide because they feel they can't talk to anyone. And I just want to share a quick story and then get your reflection on it. I remember several years ago, for those that listened to us on WMDX here in Madison, that Susan Simon, one of the great anchors here in Madison Television, she's still at Channel 3, WISC, and she's been very open about a lot of things in her life on the air. But one of them a few years ago was that she got scammed, not in a sexual scam, but she basically got scammed for money. And, you know, someone represented that she owed a bill or something, and she went along with it and lost quite a bit of money. And she was vulnerable and wonderful enough to get Adam Schrager, her colleague at the time, to interview her and do a story about her getting scammed. And I thought it was just so amazing that she would do that when she didn't have to. And I tweeted her. I don't really know her. I met her a couple of times, but I tweeted at her. And I said something really benign, like, hey, thank you so much for being vulnerable and sharing your story. And Susan Simon tweeted something back to me that a couple of years later literally helped save my life. And she said, quote, you can get through anything as long as you know you're not alone, unquote. I thought that was amazing. And when I was going through struggles with a business a couple, 3 years later, it was one of the things that helped save my life. And I think that's just so powerful. It's simple, but it's powerful. And Kira, talk to us a little bit about, for people that have teenagers, how can we talk to our teenage kids about assuring them and letting them know they can get through anything as long as they're not alone?
Yeah. And then let's also have this conversation with 20-somethings and 30-somethings and 40-somethings and 50-somethings, because our population is identifying as lonelier than we've ever been.
Really?
There are major countries, the UK, I believe Japan, have hired ministers of loneliness to just deal with this conversation, because I think there are many people who feel alone. And I think that a lot of what we're seeing is because people are feeling alone. But as far as kids, I feel like the number one thing that we always do is make sure that we all know that this is happening, that this is real, and it's happening to many people, and remove that shame from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure that they're aware that this is something that's happening. It might happen to you. It might happen to one of your friends. Here are things you can do to identify. I think that basic information is a start. But I think that every parent can help their kids by saying something as simple as whatever happened, I'm always here to support you. I'm always here to be on your side. I'm always here to help you take care of things because that's what we do as parents.
Right.
Right?
I want to stop you right there if I can. Because I think this is so important what you just said. We talked earlier about putting the phone down, having conversations. Put the phone down for 5 minutes. Sit down with your teenager and say, look, I want to make you aware of something. You probably know this is out there, but I want to let you know I know it's out there. Because I just think in today's world that to tell your teenage child, whatever, you know, well, don't ever, you know, get into bad online dating things. That's a great advice. You absolutely could say that. But it might not be realistic to think that every kid is going to obey that or follow that. And then I think, so the follow-up is to sit down and say, look, I know this is out there as a parent. I know there are these bad actors out there that might try to fool you and bribe you. Be aware that this is out there. So be really careful about who you talk to. And to your point earlier off the air, ideally, don't talk to people you don't know.
I mean, a lot of this is solved if we stop talking to people we don't know.
Right.
I mean, I say that to my daters all the time. They're like, I'm scared of dating. I'm like, get offline. Because there's just things that aren't going to happen in real life. When we meet somebody, when we go on a date, we can read their body language so much better. We can really see who they are as a person. We can't do that online. We can maybe think that we're above or smarter, but at the end of the day, this is happening on a billion-dollar level because it's working.
Right.
And there are people who are actively using AI now. They will actually...
Artificial intelligence.
Yep, artificial intelligence. They will actually scan your Facebook page and look for things that interest you, look for things that you've mentioned. And you may not even be talking to a real human anymore. AI can actually be the conversation. They have done this and made it. So if you think that you're looking for somebody who maybe has spelling errors, that may not happen. I mean, I hate to say like this is the world we live in, but when it comes to not even romance, but just anybody asking you for pictures, anybody asking you, know who they are. Have a real conversation in real life. If you haven't, then don't do it. Like, I know that that sounds logical. I mean, I think to have parents be able to always, we want parents to say, hey, if something comes up, come to me. I'm here. Things happen. Our world's a little weird and a little scary sometimes.
And you know my mom. I mean, she was a very open parent and in a good way growing up.
For sure.
And
always said, hey. I feel I shared lots of things with Linda.
Yeah. And it's good to have a parent that's open with teenagers. Like, hey, you could talk about things going on with your body. You could talk about dating things. You could talk about questions that you have with me as a responsible adult. But again, knowing that kids are kids, people are people, we're all human. If something goes wrong, know that you could come to me with anything. And together, we could work through it. There's nothing you can't get through as long as you know you're not alone.
Absolutely. And finding your communities. Right. And finding, because sometimes not every kid has parents who are going to be that person.
Bingo.
Right? So that's a great thought, but that's not all about everybody's reality.
Right.
But all of us can have community. All of us can have our own version of family, you know? And I think that we need to remember that too. But the great thing is some of these scammers are not as smart as we think, and you can reverse image search. You can do things like that. And right away, a lot of this information comes up now.
Yeah.
It's just us talking about it enough to realize that we need to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. It can be a very scary world out there.
You know what, though? It's always been a scary world. We're just looking at it through a perspective of, of, you know, media and news and everything else.
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Give us a call. Any questions you have for Kira Sabin? She is a life coach, a positivity psychologist, and the head of ReinventingDating.com. Again, ReinventingDating.com. Dating that works. Kira, give us something. So give us some good news. Give us some positivity to help us in our lives. You know, we're kind of you and I were talking earlier today. It's winter. You know, some of us like to be on a beach somewhere. What is it about this time of year, and what kind of things can we do just to, whether we're in a relationship or not, just in general, to make us feel good?
Yeah. I mean, I'm the first person to say Wisconsin in the winter is not my favorite time at all. I've tried to escape it many, many times. Usually I do. This year I had to cancel something. Mm-hmm. So, but I think that we can always go back to some of the basics. The basics are things like daily gratitude. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, it sounds so silly, but being able to step back and acknowledge what good is happening in our life is a game changer. Right. It's absolutely proven to make you at least 10%, if not more, happier. Like the things
really?
That for really
10% happier.
Yes. Yes. That's even a podcast by the awesome Dan. What I'm not remembering his last name right at the moment.
10% happier.
Yeah. 10% happier. Because he basically didn't believe in meditation or mindfulness and did a lot of research and found out it's true.
Let's go to the phone lines down in Milwaukee, beautiful Milwaukee. Karina calling in. Karina, always glad to hear from you. Karina, what say you?
Hi, Dad. Hi, Ter. So the question, and something I never could figure it out, and I know that's a just a radio show and you're not going to be able to pull the miracle, but maybe something interesting and unknown, you know.
Sure, you got 1 minute before. 1 minute, go ahead, Karina.
I have a question, and maybe we can do it on the other side, like you say, Todd.
See, that's fantastic. Look at this. This is fantastic. Even when our callers know the right language, Karina could have her own show. That's fantastic.
Only with you, Todd. Only with you. Only with you.
Well, okay. Well, so, well, hang on. To use your vocabulary there, we will pick it up on the other side. So, Karina, don't go anywhere. We'll have the question of the day from Karina in Milwaukee.
This will
be
fantastic.
I mean, neither can I.
No pressure, Karina. No pressure.
We'll have that on the other side. It is a very special edition of Valentine's Day, the Todd Allbowl Show, on this Wednesday, February 14th, across the state of Wisconsin, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't give up until you drink from the silver cup and ride that highway in the sky.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbowl Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 10 now before the hour of 3 o'clock, 10 minutes away from national news, weather, and more. So stay tuned for that. Kira Sabin, the head of relationship, pardon me.
Reinventing dating, everyone.
I'm used to the old title. I'm sorry. ReinventingDating.com. Kira Sabin is here. She is a life coach and a positivity psychologist. Karina calling in from Milwaukee. We had to pick it up on the other side. She even used the right language. We appreciate it, Karina. What is your question for Kira?
First, I want to say I read something for Valentine's Day, and for singles, it's a day awareness. It's Awareness Day. Singles Awareness Day. There you go.
Singles Awareness Day. Very good.
Yep. And my question is how you work with the comment from a male, because I'm a single, and a lot of times I have a comment that I'm intimidating. And I don't know what to do about it because I just don't understand how. That's my question.
Thank you, Karina. I think that's a great question. And Karina's called in enough on our show that I would say she's very intelligent. And I've never met her in person. But I mean, talking to the phone, she knows her stuff when she calls in. She's very intelligent. She certainly has an opinion. She's able to communicate well. Do some men find that intimidating, Kira Sabin?
I'm going to go out on a limb here because I have a definite answer to this, actually.
Give
this is a question I hear all the time.
Really?
And I think it's for everybody involved. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying that there are not people, particularly men, who can be intimidated by smart, outgoing, successful women. However, here's what I see really happening. what happens is we get so nervous when we're meeting people, once again, that we start talking about ourselves and all the things we've accomplished and all the things that we love and all the things we're passionate about. And we never show people how to be great for us. We never show them where the nooks and crannies are. We never show them how to love us, how to support us, how to be there for us. And that's actually what love is. We can't love perfect. Not only are none of us going to be perfect, that's the opposite of love. Love is where we're vulnerable. Love is where people can show up for us. So what I see a lot of times is that these women are killing it, but also nobody knows how to be in their life. Right? They're also kind of strong and independent and not really letting down that wall, because that's where the ooey gooey gushy marshmallowy stuff is, right? Mm-hmm. That can be where we get hurt sometimes and or things we don't want to show. But I want to make sure, Karina, that people in your life know how to love you, how to take care of you, how to be great for you, or otherwise I find that people won't stay. Love is how we show up for each other.
That's really good. And I think that no matter who we are, I think sometimes people with large personalities, and I'm not saying this is Karina's case, but in general, yes or no, or agree or disagree, sometimes people with large personalities, they want someone who's going to push back on them. Like they enjoy that give and take. And if the other person isn't like that, that might be mistaken for, oh, I guess I intimidate people.
You know, I'm really into making sure that we are able to give love, but also receive love. And there's something about not being able to show some of our not as great stuff or where people can be great for us, that it's vulnerable and we don't want to do that.
Right.
But once again, I think it's a major problem if people don't know how to love us, if people don't know how to take care of us. I say that Danny and I have traveled the world and like kissed in the most beautiful places, but our relationship is built on our couch having the tough conversations on how to be great for each other. And I find that when we are single, we're so excited and nervous that we don't show people where they fit in.
Some tough news, Kira, this afternoon. We're going to update this at the top of the hour here, but reports are now from the Associated Press and CBS News that 8 to 10 people have been injured from another mass shooting. Unfortunately, this time near the Chiefs Super Bowl parade in Kansas City. Just a couple of minutes left. I don't want to get too much into this particular incident, but when we first learned this a couple of minutes ago, you said loneliness.
I don't think that people who feel seen, heard, and loved in their lives are the ones who are out there doing this. I think that we are seeing... I spend my days, you spend your days looking through things through a political lens. I spend them looking through a human lens, looking through the lens of love and relationships and connection. And I would say that and it tends to be a lot of younger guys sometimes, it tends to be, these are lonely people who don't know how to connect. They don't feel like they have people, friends, family, connection, and because once again, this is not the behavior of people who have love.
Right. I don't want to end on that note.
I don't want to end on that note either.
But I also think
that that's why this work is actually so important.
Right.
Because we can look at it as just another shooting, or we can look at it as, why are there so many people who don't feel seen and heard and loved in our country?
Yeah. Again, more communication, more listening.
More recognizing, more asking.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, pardon me one second. Just doing something on the computer here. Always a good reminder that, if you need help, there are crisis centers out there for people to call to. 988. Thanks to our U.S. Senator, Tammy Baldwin, getting that through. 988. If you need a mental health crisis line, if you're thinking of self-harm, if you just need somebody to talk to, 988 is the number you can dial. And someone is standing by 24 hours, 7 days a week. Kira Sabin, it is always great to have you with us. It's great to have you back on the show. And we got to start doing this more regularly. Not for 2 hours, maybe, but for at least an hour every couple of months.
Well, I mean, if I shower again, like, then we'll make it happen. I'm kidding. I will be back.
And the glasses are fantastic for those watching the stream.
Oh, I have to agree.
Right?
Thank you.
They're absolutely great.
I wore something that felt Valentine friendly. I like to call these Miami Vice.
Oh, yeah.
I have a lot of big, chunky, colorful glasses. And these are or Tequila Sunrise, I think, also works.
Yeah.
They feel very like Bahamas.
Bahamas.
So, yeah, exactly. So I'll wear something different next time.
All right. Well, fantastic. Coming up tomorrow is Thursday on the show, Mr. Zomers. I believe we have Doug Moe, the great columnist, the great author. He is working on a new book. We alluded to it earlier in the show. Former Unity Band director Mike LeCrone, and I believe Mr. Moe is working on a book, a project with Mike LeCrone. We'll talk to Mr. Moe about that. So stay with us or be with us tomorrow from noon until 3 right here in the Civic Media Network. Kira Sabin, thanks so much for being here. Mr. Zomers as well. Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. This is Todd Allballs wishing you all a happy Valentine's Day. Find love within yourself first, and then you can love others. Until then, this is Todd Allballs saying whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Banging on your drum.